Hello, everyone. In today's episode, we're going to talk about workout volume. How much is enough? How much is too much? And how to make the most out of your perfect workout. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about volume. This is something that comes up quite often with our members. You all know by now, we talked about potency early on, our 20-minute workout, how to do it, why it works so well. So it still comes up quite often, though, especially in our new business model. You guys offer one time a week, two time a week, three times a week, which is best. So Jim, why don't you just kind of tackle this conversation here and this question around volume?
Yeah, when we say volume, a lot of people think of like sound, decibels, like the volume, but we don't mean it like that. We mean it like the volume of a sphere, the volume of a cube, the volume of this glass. Like, what's the volume? So the amount. And so the weekly workout volume is what we're talking about when we say the volume of the workout. And so essentially, the volume of the workout must be balanced with the magnitude and potency of the stimulus. If you have a lesser stimulus, you need more volume of it to make up for that lesser stimulus. But if you have a very potent stimulus, you don't need that much volume. And in fact, that same volume would be counterproductive because it would overwhelm the body's recovery resources and it couldn't recover. So if you're using some lesser stimulus, and we all can think of ways to work out that are less potent, yeah, you do need to show up four or five, sometimes six times a week. Each trip to the weight room has to take 45 minutes, an hour and a half or longer. But when you have a targeted stimulus, like with the Nautilus machines or with the FastFit machines, the more potent you can make the stimulus, the less volume you need. And we found through trial and error, and thousands of members and crunching all the numbers and seeing what works and what doesn't, essentially, the twice per week is sort of the middle ground, happy place, works for almost everybody, almost every time. There are certain people who I can only do once per week, but once per week consistently can completely change your life 12 months later, 24 months later, especially compared to not doing anything. Also, someone who has the wherewithal to show up three times per week, because it's so potent, it will actually become necessary to adjust the stimulus, which we can do. But in so doing, we actually can give them even faster results. So if speed is a factor, well, yeah, it's three times per week. That's the fastest way to produce the results. Twice per week is a really comfortable set it and forget it because it's only the 20 minutes. Once per week is like, I'm going to get to the same place. It's just going to take me a little bit longer. But the gains are like assured because you have so much recovery time. And it's such a potent stimulus. You can come back 7 days later and be provably stronger and then see all the same things that everybody sees. But it might just happen a little more slowly. The other thing is, as you reduce the frequency per week, you increase the adherence. A lot of people just psychologically, and you've seen this before, I'm on a diet. I'm doing really good for 3 weeks. I mess up one day and I just throw the whole thing out the window. So I'm doing three times a week and that's my thing. And that's going to be the fastest results. I miss one measly workout and I fly off track, off the wagon. So for some people, you know your psychology. For some people, it's like the once per week I can stick to consistently for month after month after month after month is better than the three times per week I'm going to quit. So physiologically, three times is better than two is better than one, the way we do it. But even that is low volume compared to what other strength training methods would have you doing. So that's kind of the relationship between the once, twice, and three times per week.
Yeah. And for me, at least, I've seen a lot of different members. They are, some people, like you said, might feel like, there's a lot that goes into this, but they feel like they recover just fine or they get enough recovery time and their goals are to speed things up. Or they want some of those extra benefits that might come with the second or the third workout, you know, right, just having more work done, more of that energy balance expenditure throughout the week than they would get with one time a week. And then, like you said, people that are like, hey, you know, this is a big commitment for me one time a week, or I just don't feel like I'm recovering enough, or there's other things I want to do in my life, and that's just fine too.
Yeah, and for fat loss, for body composition, for aesthetic things, three times per week is a lot better for that, sort of because of that reason. So I'll take in the FastFit studios, for example, when someone says three times per week is what we're doing, the first weekly workout involves those heavy eccentrics, the muscle tearing eccentrics with high mechanical loading, and it becomes necessary with that increased frequency to perform. We've sort of whittled it down to its bare bones, most effective version of positive only. And it's like a sprint, but for just that target muscle group. So if you think about a sprint, it's concentric only. Sprint, 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 mm-hmm. sprint. Like if you're on a bike, let's say, and you're doing sprint intervals. So it's concentric only and it's intermittent. And so now I think as we had a previous podcast episode about this, but that positive only aggressively dumps glycogen out of the muscle, the sugar in the muscle, aggressively burns that, which produces an effect of insulin sensitivity such that food that comes in for the next day or two, it gets shuttled into either being burned or being stored in the muscle as glycogen in the muscle, and it causes lipolysis, the release of energy out of the fat tissue into the circulation to be burned because of adrenaline and hormone-sensitive lipase is an enzyme that liberates energy out of, liberates the fatty acids out of the fat tissue. Mm-hmm. And so it upregulates, increases these things. And so it's wonderful for body composition, for blood sugar control, for insulin control. And you can do that, like, let's say it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So Monday's the big structural workout, the big negatives. And so that will increase your strength, your bone density, your tendon and ligament resilience, your muscle development in the shape and density. And so that's mechanical. That's your hardware. And then the Wednesday, positive only, Friday, positive only. Mm-hmm. Now we're working on your conditioning and your VO2 max. And you still get a great pump because your blood goes to the muscle, and then the muscle buffers out waste product, and you're just pumping the muscle full of nutrients in order to fuel these contractions. And so it's very much like what bodybuilders try to do, just kind of chase the pump. Yeah. And so the idea is you do hardware and then you do software. It's mechanical and it's chemical. And so if you do three times a week, you're maxing out the cardiovascular benefit of the workout and you're maxing out the aesthetic benefit of the workout. You still get some of that benefit from just the once per week, but you max it out at three times per week.
Yeah. So cool. Let's just mention, we'll wrap this one up actually pretty quickly, but when it comes to volume, it really comes down to what fits best into your life, what your goals are. And our Nautilus Studios right now, because we don't have the affordances that we have on the Isokinetic, the FastFit machines, we really recommend twice a week.
Right.
One time a week is still fantastic. And that's really the model. And our FastFit model, because we have the benefit of Isokinetic in our FastFit machines, we're going to go into those Isokinetics more in a future episode, but we're able to tweak those stimulants, the stimulus in a way that, like you said, can be more customized with more volume to get you there even faster. So that one's up to three times, but you're going to hear the same thing from all of our trainers and all of us here is if you really ask us about volume, two times a week is the sweet spot.
Set it and forget it. More would be counterproductive, so why do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome.
Right on.
Cool, Jim. See you soon.
I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.